You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. I thank you for joining us here for our program today. This is Paul Esposito. I'm the host of this program, going through the book of Revelation, and I just love studying this book. We were in a study of 2 Corinthians, and the Lord told me that He wants me to be teaching this book here. At least I felt that, so that's what we're doing. We stopped our study temporarily in 2 Corinthians, and we're spending the rest of this year going through this book here, teaching this book verse by verse, and that's what we're doing here on WGOD. Now, this program, WGOD Radio, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. On Twitter, we are at WGOD Radio. Facebook is the same thing, WGOD Radio. And on the internet, WGODontheair.net. I encourage you, follow us along, listen to these programs, get into the Word of God with us. This is going to be an eye-opening, awesome, I believe, Bible study, because God is speaking, and we need to hear His words here. And God is broadcasting 24 hours a day. We are tuned into His frequency. Lord God, we're tuned in to Your frequency today. Speak to us through Your word. Educate us, teach us, equip us, strengthen us, and send us out into Your mission field here today. In Jesus' name, amen. Revelation chapter 1, we've been looking at in the last program, how John can say that the time is near. Now, I made the comment in the last program that the time indeed was near for John, but at some point in history, God has this big alarm clock, you see, and He just tapped the top of it, and He hit the pause button. And certain events, I believe, have started that end times clock again, from the rebirth of Israel, May 15th, 1948, which fulfilled Isaiah chapter 66, verse 8. Who has seen such a thing? Shall a nation be born in a day? Ezekiel chapter 37, the valley of the dry bones coming together. These events is what started God's end times clock again, which is how John can say the time is near. Also in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, he says, little children, it is the last hour. And I wanted to explain to you how John can say that and still be accurate, and how Paul Esposito can say that to you and still be accurate. There's no hypocrisy. The clock was moving in John's time. And let me tell you, friend, the clock is moving in Paul Esposito's time as well. It's moving in your time. It's moving rapidly to the end of the age. Let me encourage you, look around. Look over your left shoulder. Look over your right. Look in your rearview mirror. Look around and smell the coffee. The return of the Lord Jesus Christ is near. And beware of deception. That's going to be the thing. As they asked Him, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Jesus said what? He said, take heed that no man deceives you. Now, here's the Esposito definition of deceive. Are you ready for it? It's this. It's to think that something is something while something is actually something else. We've seen people deceived. Back to Eve. She said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. Poor Judas Iscariot was deceived too. It says in Matthew chapter 27, verse 2, it says these three words, when he saw what had happened to Jesus, he hurled the money into the temple. And I'm sure he cried out and said that I've sinned by betraying innocent blood. You see, Judas was deceived. He thought that something was something, while something was actually something else. Likewise, the Lord wants you not to be deceived and wants you to know the truth. Revelation chapter 13, I mentioned in our last program, chapter 13, verse 15, it says it was given to the false prophet to give life to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should speak and cause as many as would not worship this image to be killed. And I asked the question as we closed off yesterday's program, if I would have told you a day ago, if I would have asked you, if Satan had the power to give life, what would your answer have been? Probably, I think your answer would have been the same as mine was for 50 and a half years, which was, you're crazy. He can't do that. He can do that. He has the power to give. Now, some translations say he has the power to give breath. All right, let's run with that. Say you don't like life. You think breath is better. Well, what image do you get of someone kneeling over someone and breathing into their nostrils to giving someone breath? What image, what goes through your mind when I say that? When was the last time you've seen that? When was the last time you've read that? What's the last instance you can recall of someone breathing into someone the breath of life? That's right. This is why Jesus said, take heed that no one deceives you. You see, this event is going to cause 2 billion people. That's billion with a B. 2 billion people are going to be deceived and swallow this hook, line, and sinker when this guy breathes into this thing the breath of life, which is why he says that, see that you are not deceived. So this is what I say. We're rapidly approaching the end of the age. I believe this is why the Lord has me teaching this book right now and not another book, because the time is at hand. Revelation chapter 1, we left off here in verse 3. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and who keep the things written in it. See, you're not just blessed if you read it, because fools read it. People look to disprove God. Read it. You're not just blessed for reading it. No, you're blessed for hearing it. Why? Well, let him who has ears to hear, let him hear. If you're able to hear what it is that you're reading, if you are able to hear and take this in, what you're reading, and keep, that's the third part here, keep what's written in it. Keep is the Greek word phureo. It was used of a sentinel who was in charge of protecting a criminal or someone in jail. See, you are blessed if you read, you're blessed if you've got ears to hear, and you're blessed if you guard it, if you get out your sword and guard and protect this word. Oh, is there a call out here today to protect this word? The word is being assaulted today all around us. The word of God is assaulted. You're blessed if you read it, you're blessed if you've got ears to hear it, and you're blessed if you keep it like a military guard and a sentinel. You're blessed if you keep this word. You know how else you're blessed? You're blessed because you know the future. Think about it. The Bible is what I like to call tomorrow's newspaper today. See, you're blessed. You're blessed by knowing the future. You're blessed by knowing what's going to happen before it happens. You know, other people knew the future and they were blessed too. Think about it. Think of Joseph in the Old Testament. You see, he knew what was going to happen, and God called him blessed, and others called him blessed. Pharaoh called him blessed. He knew what was going to happen before it happened, and he was called blessed. Daniel knew what was going to happen before it happened, and he was called blessed. Daniel and Joseph were blessed because they knew what was going to happen before it happened. Likewise, you as well have got tomorrow's newspaper today right here in your hand. The Word of God, you know what's going to happen before it happens, and you're blessed. You know what's going to happen. You know what's coming up. At least we have some knowledge of what's coming up. We know more about the Antichrist than he knows about himself. If you've taken the time to read, I've got a study on that. We've looked at before. Who is the Antichrist? You're blessed by reading this book because you have got all of the winners here in the race. Win, place, and show, you've got them all. By taking the time to read the Word of God, hearing what it says, and keeping it. Keeping what it says. Keeping what it says, like not leaving your first love. Keeping what it says. By doing what God says. By living a life honorable to Him. Keeping what it says, not being deceived. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and who keep the things having been written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is. I like that. Him who is, grace and peace, the standard greeting. That is Irene and Shalom. Irene is Greek for peace, shalom, of course, as you know, also peace, shalom in Hebrew, grace and peace, Irene and shalom from John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace and peace from him who is. Sounds kind of funny, him who is, but really it's not. That's the Word of God. He says, greetings, grace and peace from Ho'on, that is, him who is, that is a verbatim. That's the name of God revealed back in the Old Testament, back in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, when Moses said, when they ask me your name, what should I say your name is, God? And God said to Moses, he said, Ego eimi ho'on, I am who I am. I am the being. This is the same thing right here where John says, grace and peace from Almighty God, from the being. Think about that, the name of God. I love the way my Greek Old Testament has it. For the name is not I am who I am, but my Greek Old Testament calls him the being. I love that. What an awesome thing. The being. And to think about it, that the being of the universe loves you. The being wants to share, wants you to share eternity with him in his presence. The being. We'll have more on this in our next program. We're going to look a little bit more at not a being, the being. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is Paul Esposito. I'm so grateful you've taken the time to be with me. Once again, I encourage you to go to WGOD Radio on Facebook. All of these programs are uploaded there. As soon as they're recorded, you can hear them on there. Friend, again, I encourage you to study this book together with all of us here. God wants to teach you his word, and he wants you to be a professional Christian, and he wants you to know all of these things. Join us every day for this program. We'll be here at least until Christmas, going through this book verse by verse.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at W.